1:17 coming into focus. According to some analysts, antagonism toward the United States is deeper and broader than at any point in the last 50 years. Indeed, numerous surveys conducted, particularly since the invasion of Iraq a year and a half ago, show a continuing increase of anti-Americanism, not only among its enemies, but also among people and nations that had been steadfast friends. With the exception of Israel and Britain, no country today appears to have a durable pro-American majority. VOA's Jella DeFranceschi takes a closer look at what fuels resentment against the United States.
What is Americanism? Actually, America is the only country with an ism attached to its name. The word anti-Americanism doesn't have its equivalent in anti-Japanism or anti-Germanism. The reason is that Americans, unlike other nations, base their identity not on a common history or heritage, but on a set of key ideas: liberty, equality, individualism, and limited government. When American leaders promise to promote the spread of freedom globally, they have in mind Americanism, and everyone is a potential American, says Clyde Prestowitz, author of the provocatively titled book The Rogue Nation: American Unilateralism and the Failure of Good Intentions.
Americanism is the notion of people having rights, and that you have a system which is based on a rule of law, that the government is elective and that the objective of the government is to serve the people. It's the concept that everyone should have the opportunity to exercise their right to achieve whatever their skills and their desires drives them to. It's also a notion of a global system that reflects a democratic intent and therefore a peaceful global system.
America's unpopularity today rests not on anti-Americanism, argues Mr. Prestowitz, but on frustration with current U.S. policies. The litany of resentment against the United States is familiar and began with what many view as a new unilateral foreign policy introduced by Republican President George W. Bush's administration. In the months prior to September 11, 2001, the United States had already walked away from many international agreements. After the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the U.S. continued to shun treaties deemed detrimental to its freedom of action as the world's sole superpower and main source of global security. But as Mr. Prestowitz contends, many analysts agree that unilateralism is as American as apple pie.
I think it's very important to emphasize that many of the things that foreign observers are objecting to in the U.S. are not necessarily Bush administration policies. The Clinton administration didn't sign the International Criminal Court or the agreement to ban the use of landmines. These are rejections by the United States of international treaties that stretch far back to the Carter administration.
Still, the row between the United States and its traditional allies over Iraq is louder than usual, suggests Andrew Basovic, director of the Center for International Relations at Boston University and author of American Empire. He suggests that Americans traditionally define their national interest in terms the whole world could embrace, favoring strong international institutions and alliances. Now they are seen as preoccupied with immediate military security.
The Iraq war is the centerpiece of their concern, because the Iraq war suggests that the United States has a fundamentally different view of the role of force in international relations, and also that the United States is going to follow through on its expectations of what force can do, regardless of what the rest of the world thinks.
Professor Basovic believes U.S. involvement in a war on a global scale that could go on for years may further fray relationships.
It causes Europe, Russia, Asian allies to question whether or not the United States is a responsible global leader. If the United States continues to irritate other major powers in the world, then the next thing we look for is to see what, if anything, those other powers are going to do about it.
But Mr. Basovic is quick to add that the U.S. cannot undo the fact it is the world's only superpower with accompanying responsibilities. The world would be a much more dangerous place without the United States as global leader and crucial organizer of action for the collective good, says Gary Schmidt, executive director of the Project for a New American Century, a nonprofit research organization in Washington.
The grave danger, actually, is not that the U.S. will exercise too much power in the years ahead, but that as a result of feeling very isolated internationally, It'll pull back from the international scene when you think about what keeps stability in the Korean Peninsula and the Taiwan Strait and the Persian Gulf and the Caucasus and Africa. A retreat by the United States from the world scene could have immense consequences that other powers or institutions like the UN just can't fill.
Americans don't see themselves as an empire, suggest analysts, but believe in exercising their unprecedented power in pursuing humane and liberal core values that are in the best long-term interest of the United States as well as the world at large. For Focus, this is Yela Defrantz.